Food Day Canada, an initiative started by the University of Guelph's late food laureate Anita Stewart, is getting its own designated day across the country during the civic holiday weekend. The Food Day in Canada Act, or Bill S-227, was passed in Parliament on Monday, establishing Food Day in Canada as an annual day of celebration by the Parliament of Canada. It'll be officially recognized once it receives royal assent from Governor General Mary Simon. The bill also recognizes Stewart, longtime resident of Wellington County and the first Canadian food laureate at U of G, for her work in agriculture and food advocacy in Canada. It'll be an annual day of recognition on the Saturday before the first Monday in August. This year, Food Day in Canada falls on August 5. For reference, the first Monday in August each year is civic holiday in Canada. This event will give Canadians an opportunity to thank the farmers who put food on our tables every summer for years to come, Senator Rob Black, who first introduced the bill in November 2021, said in a news release. This summer, and for every year to follow, we will together recognize the work of our farmers, fishers, processors, chefs, and everyone along the food supply chain who not only feeds us but also enriches our diverse national culture, added Perth Wellington MP John Nader in a news release. Stewart started Food Day Canada in 2003 in response to the mad cow disease crisis, which had an impact on the Canadian beef industry. Then, it was known as the world's longest barbecue. It has since grown into a celebration of Canadian culture, cuisine and ingredients across the country. Stewart died in October 2020.